感谢神的带领，我们今天下午有三位弟兄姐妹做见证。
Thanks to the guidance of God, we have three brothers and sisters testifying this afternoon.
我们每个人基本上有三十分钟的时间可以做见证。
Each person has 30 minutes.
我们在两分钟前呢，会按一个钟提醒我们。
2 minutes before your time's up, we'll ring the bell to remind you.
所以我们尽量能够把握时间。
So please cherish the time.
那这三位弟兄姐妹呢，第一位是林倩姐妹。
So the first person will be testifying is Sister Lin Chen.
林姐妹她是目前在芝加哥教会。
She's currently in Chicago Church.
她原来在华盛顿 DC 待过一段时间。
She stayed in Washington DC for a period of time.
所以就是我们在中部的一个姐妹。
So she dealt around the
Central Region.
那
第二位是 Joy Lin 姐妹，是从台湾埔里教会来的。
And the second person testifying is Sister Joy Lin. She's from Taiwan.
我们见证在台湾她所经历的神的带领。
She'll be testifying the guidance of God when she was in Taiwan.
第三位是 Joseph Kim 弟兄。
And the third person is Brother Joseph Kim.
他是从韩国来的。
And he's from Korea.
那现在呢是住在 San Diego.
And he currently reside in San Diego.
所以我们今天呢有从三个不同地方的弟兄姐妹来为主耶稣基督做见证。
So there are three brothers and sisters that came from three different places to testify to the Lord. We thank for God's grace.
现在就把这个时间首先交给林姐妹来做见证。
So give the time to Sister Lin Chen.
Please bow our heads and pray in silence.
请大家一起低头默祷。
Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
奉主耶稣圣名，我做见证。
Going to be about how I came to believe.
我的见证是有关我怎么来信主的过程。
And I've been a believer for about 15 years now.
我信主已经差不多15年了。
But I've never testified about how I came to believe.
但是我从来没有见证过说我是怎么来信主的。
This time in prayers, God was pretty clear to me that it's time to repay his debt of love, at least a little bit.
但是我在这次祷告的时候，神告诉我说，这是我应该要见证的时候了。
In the past, I always felt like my life has been very plain and ordinary, even though the grace that he's given to me has been so significant. For me, it doesn't seem like it's worth anyone else's attention.
对我而言，我觉得我的生活一直是非常的平凡的，我不觉得神给我有特别大的恩典是值得来和大家分享的。
My experience of him has ever been lightning, thunder, that kind of variety.
我从来没有，我对神的体验从来不是有像闪电或者是火一样。
But as I've been praying recently about my testimony, I started to realize that indeed, just like Jesus used the 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed a multitude, the grace that he's given to me has sustained me so many years.
但是我在最近祷告有关见证的事情的时候，我忽然体会到说，神给我的恩典就像他那时候把电饼和鱼来喂养那5000人一样。
And indeed, my cup runneth over. How can I not share?
那没有错，神给我的杯已经是非常的丰富，那我怎么可以不分享呢？
So my story begins in kind of a strange way. My paternal grandparents are in our church. My paternal grandparents on my grandparents on my father's side are in the True Jesus Church.
我父亲这边的，我爸爸的父亲，他们是真耶稣教会的信徒。
But my father, even though he was baptized when he was pretty young, he left our church.
那我父亲在他虽然他很小就受洗了，但是他也离开了教会。
And he came to the U.S. in the 1990, and or quite around there. And my mom and I came to join him in 1990.
那我那时候父亲来到了美国，那我在1990年的时候，我和我母亲来到美国，和我父亲在一起。
Up to then, religion or God was never a part of our lives.
在那个时候，神或者信仰不是我生命中的一部分。
When he moved to the U.S., I think maybe out of a need to find connections, he started coming to the True Jesus Church in Garden Grove.
那但是在他来到美国之后，在某一种机缘之下，他开始来到了园林教会。
And there was also a brother who happened to be studying at the same university in Riverside.
那时候在岸边，他这边在加州岸边区域的也有一个弟兄，也刚好在我父亲和在同一间学校。
So this brother brought my dad and us to the church.
所以这个弟兄就将我们家人带到教会来。
We went maybe a few times in like the early 1990s.
那在那时候1990年，我们可能去过教会几次。
But then we sort of stopped coming. My dad was really busy, and the drive was like about an hour.
那因为路程非常遥远，差不多有一个小时。那我父亲那时候也非常的忙碌，所以我们后来就没有再继续来教会了。
But I do remember one time when I think it was a spiritual convocation so we would come intermittently. And we were at Garden Grove for a spiritual convocation.
那我记得有一次灵园教会有灵恩会的时候，我们来到灵园教会。
I think I was still in elementary school.
那时候我还在小学。
And I remember during the day, I think our RE class had ended or something, and I just sort of wandered into the chapel.
那我记得在那天早上，我们宗教教育课程结束之后，我就来到了会堂。
And they were still having services, and I just sat in the back, like they had these folding chairs in the middle, and I sat in one of the back chairs.
那时候他们还在聚会，所以我就坐在一张可以折叠椅，坐在后面。
And there was a really nice sister who flipped the Bible for me.
那有一位很好心的姐妹就帮我翻圣经。
And I remember listening to the sermon, and I don't remember who the sermon speaker was or what the topic was.
我不记得那时候讲到的人是谁，我也不记得他的题目是什么。
But I do remember feeling like everything that he said made so much sense.
那我只是记得说他讲的事情都非常有道理。
And I was like 8 or 9 years old at that time.
那时候我是大概8岁或9岁。
And every time I think about this, I'm really struck by how amazing that moment was, or that, I guess, sermon.
那我每次回想到这件事情的时候，我就觉得那边讲到非常的，非常令我感到惊讶。
I mean, not the sermon itself, but that moment when I was listening to the sermon, because it was definitely God's choosing, because I definitely didn't understand really anything.
我是觉得说那个瞬间，我坐下来听到的时候，是非常我感到神的恩典，感受到神的拣选。
So after that, I told my parents that I'd like to come back to this church.
那在那之后，我就告诉我的父母亲，我想要回来教会。
And even though they didn't want to come, there was that brother who lived in the same city, and so he brought me to church.
那时候我的父母亲不想要来教会，所以那时候就经由那位住在我们附近的弟兄带我来教会。
And at that time, I also had some behavioral problems at home. So they felt like coming to church would be appropriate for me.
那时候因为我在家里有一些行为上的问题，所以他们觉得说对来教会对我来说是一件好事。
I think I had some behavioral problems because coming to this new country, school was kind of a torment.
那我想我那时候有行为上有一些不好的行为，是因为来到一个新的国家，在学校对我来说非常的困难。
I got made fun of a lot. I mean, children are very cruel to each other.
那时候小孩子非常对互相彼此非常的残酷。
But home was also a torment because my parents were having problems in their marriage.
那回到家也是对我来说非常的痛苦，因为我父母亲婚姻上有问题。
But God is so full of grace that He should even see the needs of an unhappy child.
那神真的是充满着恩典，他也看到一个小孩所需要的。
So he allowed me to go to SSCs and to go to church like every week for quite a few years.
那这样我的父母亲就允许我去教会，也去学生灵恩会，这样持续了好几年。
I think that my experience as a truth seeker in the RE system goes to show that we should really not look down upon the RE kids who or the truth seekers that are in RE.
所以我身为一个慕道者，在我们宗教教育的系统里面，让我们深深体会到说，我们不应该看轻在我们宗教教育课程里面的一些慕道者。
Because children, it's so easy for children to believe, like whatever anyone told me, I believed it wholeheartedly.
因为对小孩子而言，他们非常容易的相信，因为不论谁告诉我任何事情，我都相信。
You know, the question of true church, is this the only church to be saved? That was like, when someone told me this is the only church to be saved, I believed it. I had no questions.
所以那时候有人跟我讲说，真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会，我也没有任何的疑问。
And when they told me that I had to preach, I would also do that.
那时候他们告诉我需要去传福音，我也会照样做。
So like my parents had this group of friends that they would always hang out with, and I was always the oldest among all the kids, so I had to babysit the kids during their gatherings.
那我父母亲有些朋友，他们常常会聚餐或聚会。那聚餐那我那时候就要负责，因为我是最年纪最大的小孩，所以我就负责照顾其他小孩。
So I would tell all these kids about the gospel and the church, and I think I scared a lot of them.
那我就会告诉这些小孩有关教会和福音的事情。那我想我那时候肯定吓到他们。
But so I basically came to believe, I think I was like 11 or 12 when I was pretty definite. I don't know the exact moment, but yeah.
所以我大概在11岁或12岁的时候，我就完全相信主。
But soon after, I started really believing in God. And I wanted to be baptized, but my parents didn't want me to be baptized. So that was too early.
那时候我非常想要受洗，但是我父母亲不准。
After I came to believe, God, I think, sent me some trials to help me to become more rooted in my faith.
那在我信主之后，神就给我一些试炼，让我在信心上更为坚强。
The first trial came when we had to move.
那第一个试炼，神给我们的试炼是我们那时候需要搬家。
So that meant that I had to go to a new church. I had to go to a new church.
那这样的情况就是说，我需要去一个不一样的教会。
And so, I had to have some other person bring me to another church in Southern California.
那时候，因为我搬到一个新的南加州的地方，所以我就需要一个新的人带我来教会。
And so it was a church where I didn't know anybody.
那我也不认识那个教会任何人。
And so I was like random kid who just came to church every week, and no one like talked to me for quite a while.
所以我那时候就只是很单纯的来教会，那也有一阵子也没有人跟我讲话。
I remember feeling kind of lonely at first.
那我记得那时候刚开始，我觉得非常的孤独。
But it was a time when I started to kind of realize that this is that you know I wanted to come to this church not because of the friends that I had at the other church.
那我后来就意识到说我想要来这个教会的原因不是因为我在其他教会有朋友。
And so I think that was a trial from God to help me have faith that was founded not on the people but on the doctrine.
所以我就很相信这是一个神给我的试炼，让我的信心建立在真理上而不是在人身上。
As part of the move, I also had to go to a new school.
那也因为搬家的缘故，我需要去一个新的学校。
We were in Riverside, but then we moved to Los Angeles County, and the schools in LA County were not very good at that time.
那时候我在岸边，那后来我搬到 LA 附近。
Yeah, and basically it was a really bad situation in the school.
那因为那边环境不好，所以学校的状况也不是很好。
So I was in eighth grade, and everybody knew each other from kindergarten through eighth grade at that school because that was like a K through eight school.
那时候我在八年级，那在这个学校的每一个人就认识，大家都互相认识，因为他们从幼稚园就开始在一起了。
And basically, I didn't fit in at all again.
所以我完全没有办法融入任何人。
Because I was trying to do it.You know, my RU teachers and people told me at church that, you know, I'm not supposed to date, not supposed to dress in a certain way, not supposed to be interested in all these other things that everybody around me was interested in.
因为我在宗教教育老师会告诉我说我不应该穿一些奇怪的衣服或者是试着去追求一些其他的事情，所以我都没有尝试的去和大家融入。
So I think that this trial helped me to learn to go the way...You know, my own way or God's way, and not be swayed by my peers.
所以这个经验就让我体会到说，我要 我要照着神的道路去走，而不是顺着其他人的道路。
And that was when I learned to have the courage to be alone. At an age when I think most people are pretty dependent on their peers.
所以我在那个年纪就学习到要怎样独立，因为在我想在那个年纪，大部分人都想试着要依靠其他人。
I still remember being pretty devastated by one day when, like, the one friend I had in church or in the school just decided she didn't want to be my friend anymore and just stopped talking to me.
我记得那时候我还其实还蛮惊讶，因为我有一个学校的朋友告诉我，有一天他忽然就决定不当我朋友，然后也不再跟我说话了。
So yeah, children are very cruel to each other.
所以我想小孩子真的对彼此是非常的残酷。
But church was a respite for me too at that time because.I didn't have the Holy Spirit, so when I prayed at home, it really felt different from praying in church.
所以我那时候就很喜欢来教会，因为我虽然我有时候在家里祷告，但是在家里祷告总是和在教会不一样。
And there were several RE teachers who were very encouraging to me.
但也有很多宗教教育的老师会鼓励我。
And despite the challenges at this time and how kind of sad I felt, God was really gracious and He allowed me to be baptized.
虽然遇到过非常多的困难，但是神也非常的怜悯，他允许，他说让我接啊，让我受洗。
And it was, I remember still a really cold and gray day in July, strangely, but it was the happiest day of my life.
我虽然记得那天的时候是七，虽然是七月，但是那天非常的暗，也非常的冷，但是那是却是我最快乐的一天。
And I was 13 when I was baptized.
我在13岁的时候受洗的。
And then after that, well, so the problems, the trials that I just mentioned, the moving to a new church, a new school, and kind of being alone were preparation from God for the larger, more difficult trial that He had ahead.
那我刚才所讲到我需要搬家学新的学校，对我来说都是神在预备我，准备下一个，准备我来面对下一个试炼。
And that biggest trial was when my family moved to DC.
那这个最大的试炼就是当我的家庭搬到 DC.
And that was when, like, basically the summer after eighth grade.
那这个是在我八年级过后的暑假的时候的事。
It was just a few months after I was baptized.
那这是在我受洗后几个月之后的事。
So as I thought about how we were going to move, I realized andI think people around me realized how big of a challenge this was going to be.
当我想到要搬家的时候，我身边人就是意识到说这是一个非常大的挑战。
Because I was pretty much newly baptized, I did not have the Holy Spirit.
因为我才刚新受洗的，那我也还没有圣灵。
And I was moving to a place that had no church or any church members that I knew about.
那我要搬到一个地方，没有教会，也没有任何我认识的教会的信徒。
And no one else in my family was in church.
那我家里也没有任何人在教会里面。
Or, you know, had any real religion.
那他们也没有任何信仰。
And I was also about to start high school in this like new place that I'd never been to.
那我也要在一个我从来没有去过的地方开始我高中的生活。
I remember at that time I felt very scared and also very sorrowful.
我记得那时候我非常的难过，也非常的害怕。
I always felt that this was a church that I had kind of forced myself into.
我一开始会觉得说，好像我逼自己进来这个教会一样。
Because I wasn't born into this church like a lot of my peers.
因为我不像其他很多教会的弟兄姐妹一样，我不是出生在教会里面的。
And I saw myself as sort of this random person that found God.
我对我自己就觉得好像我是一个。在路边很随便的一个人，然后自己找到了，忽然就找到了神。
And you know, I didn't realize then that God was the one who chose me.
但是我那时候没有意识到说是神拣选了我。
So when my family was going to move, I felt like God really didn't want me to be in His church. He was, you know, He didn't really care that I believed in Him.
所以那时候我知道我要搬家的时候，我就觉得说好像神不在乎我，因为我觉得他好像不关心我。
I was a child basically who had lived most of her life rejected by many people around me.
所以对我那时候我的生活，我觉得我的生命好像是我一个到处都被人家拒绝的一个小孩一样。
And now God was rejecting me, and that was the hardest thing to take.
那现在我觉得好像神在拒绝我一样，那对我来说那是最痛苦的事情。
But I think a part of me still realized that he, or part of me held on to this belief that, you know, maybe he isn't like that.
那但是我的内心有一个地步，我的内心却紧紧有在某个部分紧紧抓住，告诉我自己说，神也许不是像这样子的。
In Matthew chapter 15, we don't have to flip to it, but there's this Syrophoenician woman who begged Jesus for the crumbs that dropped from the children's table, as if she were a dog.
马太福音十五章有讲到说，有一个妇人，她向主耶稣请求，掉的，请求一些食物掉在小孩桌上的食物。
And she prayed that Jesus would, you know, give her the, at least the crumbs so that she could have some blessing, some grace.
她那时候向耶稣请求说，希望他能给她一些零碎的面包吃，给她一些恩典。
And so this is how I prayed.
那时候我就是这样子祷告。
And so we moved to D.C.
那后来我们就搬到 D.C.
And looking back, I really see that even though I felt like God was throwing me away, He actually never left me.
虽然那时候我觉得好像说神把我赶走一样，但是实际上他拣选了我。
And that He really sent all these different ways to help me through.
那我觉得那时候其实我知道说神是后来意识到神在帮助我，他用各种不一样的方法帮助我。
So my RE teachers from here would send like junior textbooks to me and like kind of outline the week lessons so that I could do them by myself.
那我在这边的宗教教育老师也会寄宗教教育的课本给我，所以我可以自己做一些功课。
And I had RE classmates who sent letters and pictures.
像我宗教教育的同学也常常会寄一些照片和信给我。
And I also had a chance to go to a couple of SSCs on the East Coast.
那我有机会去参加东岸的学生联欢会。
And then for I think half a year to a year, my paternal grandparents, who are TJC members, came to live with my family.
那几年之后，我父亲的爸爸，我的奶奶、爷爷奶奶就来和我是教会信徒，就搬来和我们一起住。
And the members in Philadelphia Church would come down and visit. There were a couple other members in D.C. at that time, too.
但那时候 D.C. 有几个信徒，有几一些信徒，然后有时候费城教会的信徒也会下来访问。
And so I think all of these things, together with the prayers of my RE teachers and my grandparents, that was what sustained me through these years.
那我想我的爷爷奶奶宗教教育的老师和同学们也是因为我现在能站在这边的缘故。
It's not that, you know, I was observing Sabbath on my own every week, obviously. There were definitely times when it was really hard and I didn't feel like I had God with me at all.
那虽然那时候我有时候常常会觉得说神好像不与我同在，那守安息也非常的困难。
But actually he still, you know, listened and guided through all these other ways that I wasn't really paying attention to.
那但是神也经由一些我没有注意到的方式带领着我。
And eventually in D.C. we started having more members in that area, and so we kind of had services every weekend.
那后来在 D.C. 就开始逐渐有更多的信徒，然后我们后来就开始在安息有聚会。
And also during this time, Well, I guess it was like the summer before college, I came to MITS, and that was when God gave me the Holy Spirit.
那时候我在大学的时候，我就来到 MITS， 那感谢神，他也给我的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit was really important at that time. It was like a time when I really, really needed it. Him.
那时候得到圣灵对我来说是非常重要的事情，因为那时候我非常需要圣灵。
Because there were a few more trials, the first of which was my parents. While I was in college, ended up getting divorced or separated and ultimately divorced.
那因为那时候在大学的时候，我父母亲一开始先分居，后来便离婚了。
I think it's only because of the Holy Spirit that I did not sink into depression.
那时候也只是那时候完全是因为圣灵的缘故，我才没有陷入忧郁。
And using the Holy Spirit, God really showed me His love and gave me hope.
那经过圣灵，神真的，让我看到了希望。
And at that time also, when my parents separated, my mom started to seek after God.
那是在我们父母亲分居之后，我母亲才开始追求神。
But she rejected our church and went to other churches.
但是我母亲拒绝了我们，拒绝了我们的教会，那去了其他的教会。
And she started putting a lot of pressure on me and on my brother to go to other churches with her.
但那时候我的母亲便开始给我和我的弟，给我和我的弟弟很多很大的压力，要去另外一个教会。
I remember we would have like.Really horrible shouting matches about this.
然后我记得那时候母亲会很生气的和我们大吼大笑。
But thank God, that he used his Holy Spirit to help me stay in the truth.
那感谢神，他也经过圣灵让我留在真理里面。
And I think he also helped my brother stay in the truth.
我想神也帮助我的弟弟留在真理里面。
Because even though he has to go to like our church on Saturday and then another church on Sunday, he still chose to be baptized into this church.
因为那时候我弟弟不但需要来圣耶稣礼拜六来到圣耶稣教会，礼拜天还需要其他的教会，但是他后来还是选择在圣耶稣教会受洗。
So I really thank and praise God for all of His wonderful blessings.
所以我真的赞美，感谢赞美神，他给我一些这么美好的恩典。
And just to end, I'd like to share with you some lessons that I've learned along the way.
那作为结束，我想要分享一些我学到的事情。
Having had my faith mature, or I guess develop in a remote area, has been really helpful to me.
我的那时候神帮助我的信心在偏远地区有办法成长，对我来说是非常的重要。
Because it was through so many years of deprivation that I truly realized how precious it is to be in a church, to be with other brothers and sisters.
那因为那么多年我没有在教会，也因为那么多年独自孤独一个人，我才学到说在教会和弟兄姐妹在一起是多么的珍贵的事情。
And there's that verse in Psalms 122, verse 1, that, you know, how, or I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
那诗篇
122
篇也有讲到说，能来到主面前是多好的事情。
I really, truly felt that.
那我那时候就感觉到，深深的感受到这篇诗篇的意义。
Being in DC also, you know, now that I look back, I can see it was really the grace and the plan of God, because that's where He is starting to build another church.
那我现在回想起来，那时候能在 DC 也是神的恩典和他的祝福，因为他们现在准备在 DC 建立一间教会。
And He led me to DC so that I could have the grace of being part of the development of a church, to be part of that work.
神让我到 DC 去，也让是因为他的恩典，让我成为这个过程的一部分。
And so all the experiences of being in that remote area really motivated me to so that I can now serve other members who are in remote areas.
所以在这些偏远地区的一些经验，让我现在有办法来服侍在偏远地区的弟兄姐妹。
So I'd like to end with a verse.
所以我最后想要和大家分享一个经节。
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17.Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. 19. God the Lord is my strength, He makes my feet like hinds' feet, He makes me tread upon my high places. So I think this is a verse that.Kind of reflect some of my experiences.
所以这个经节可以反映出一些我的经验。
Here, the prophet is reflecting on how there's no, how it's like desolation. There's nothing good that he could see around him.
这边讲到荒凉，好像这边附近这边什么都没有。
And so, yet in verse 18, he could still rejoice in the Lord.
但是在十八节，他跟你讲到说，我也要因主欢喜。
So from these lessons, I learned that we really need to look beyond the physical and material things.
就从这些神给我的祝福，我真的深深体会到，我们要看超过我们物质上的祝福。
Or at least beyond seeming despair in our faith, in our lives.
那我们要，或者是我们至少要看超越我们自己生命中的荒凉的时段。
And to have this joy, it's not just faith. I always thought these verses were talking about just faith in God. I always thought these verses were talking just about faith in God.
那我以前常觉得说这些经节是在讲对神的信心。
But it's actually talking about joy, right? I will joy in the God of my salvation.
但是我觉得这个经节实际上是在讲欢喜。
Because we can see the joy comes from being able to see and experience the spiritual blessings of God.
因为这个欢喜就是从能体会和得到神的恩典而来的。
And joy in knowing that whatever happens, He has this really wonderful plan for us.
那我们也知道说，不论发生什么事情，神都有美好的计划为我们准备好了。
Because God's pruning shears that He uses to prune, like roses, for example. He never makes mistakes.
那神就像一个员工在修剪花的人一样，他从来不会犯错。
And he always has in his mind, an image of the kind of the perfection that we can become.
那在神的思想里，他总是有一个我们可以变我们一个有一个我们的影像，就是我们他要帮我们变成什么样子的人。
And he will work in our lives.So that we can grow into that perfection.
那经过我们在受我们生命过程中，神就会慢慢把我们变成他所想象要我们变成的人。
We just have to submit to and trust His wisdom and His goodness.
那我们只是需要顺服神的意。
And when we do so, how can we do anything other than rejoice in God?
那当我们这样想的时候，我们就当然不自然而然的就会想要欢喜起来。
Indeed, He is.Truly a wonderful and loving God.
因为神是一个非常美好也是非常爱人的神。
May all the glory be and praise be unto His holy name.
愿所有荣耀颂赞都归于神的名。
感谢神，我们听到林姐妹一个很美好的见证。
Thank God we heard the wonderful testimony of Sister Lin.
从她的见证里面，我们也看到几个重要的重点。
From her testimony, you also see a few important points.
我们今天下午所听的道理是信仰的传承。
In this afternoon, we heard about the sermon about passing on the baton of faith.
我们的信仰要从一代传下去一代。
Our faith needs to pass on from generation to generation.
她的父亲这一辈是教会的信徒。
Her father was the member of our church.
祖父那边就是信徒了。
And even from her grandfather.
但是到父亲这边呢，是失落。
But the baton was lost in her father.
但是神，他知道他的羊，他要把它找回来。
But God knows His sheep. He will find the sheep.
所以我们看到说，我们信仰的传承很重要，我们每一代一定要很小心的去把这个信仰能够持守，然后传递下去。
So we know we need to hold on steadfast. We need to hold on to the faith and pass on the faith to the next generation.
所以我们今天在作为当父母亲的，我们如果把我们的孩子在小孩子的时候把他带来信受洗，我们带一个很严肃的责任。
So for this form, for us believing parents, when we baptize our children in the Lord, we carry important responsibilities.
第二个是我是觉得说，像丽姐妹呢，她在小孩子的时候能够信仰，能够有一个根基啊，就是那个重要教育的重要性在这里面被凸显出来。
So the second point for me is that for Sister Lin Chen to be able to root in her faith.The RE system in our church plays an important role.
有时候不要忽略一句关心的话或一个小小的动作，都可以让这个孩子在信仰上真的体验到神在看顾。
Sometimes even a short phrase of showing care can allow the children to see how God shows care for them.
他小小的年纪还是慕道者的时候，他就可以去传福音，去做布道的工作，去把那个教会的一些教导交给其他小孩子。
Or even has such a great effect on them because we saw how even she was young, she was preaching to her fellow children.
所以其实我们每一个人从小就可以做布道工作了。
So every one of us, we can start the evangelical works when we are young.
所以我们其实我们可以想想看，我们在我们的我们这个就学的阶段，我们怎么可以为神工作？这个就是一个重点，我们可以传福音呢。
So we can think and reflect what can we do for the Lord when we are studying, and one of the things we can do is preach.
第三个就是当他搬家的时候，这个他中文教育的老师跟其实同学们持续关心他，这是一个让他信仰能够持续成长一个重要的关键。
The third point is when she moved, after she moved, her RE teacher and students continued to show care for her, and that's a critical factor to her. Critical factor to her.
所以我们如果有我们知道的弟兄姐妹，他们搬到一个地方去，没有教会，或者是不管有没有教会，我们都要跟他保持联系，能够关心他们，让他们信仰能够持续的成长。
So if we know a brother or sister is moving away to a place without church, we need to continue to show care so their faith may grow.
其实从那个时候，九零年代的时候就已经有弟兄姐妹老师们想到说要寄这些课本给这些小孩子们，能够继续自己去从这个课程里面得到造就。
Starting back in the 90s, there are some teachers or students think having the same thought about mailing the books to the students in remote areas so they can study.
今天其实更方便的，因为我们电脑很方便。
And we know today it is even more convenient because we have computers.
所以这是我们每个人其实都可以做的。
So this is something every one of us can do.
一张照片、一通电话、一个卡片，可能就会让一个在偏远地区的人，他们的信仰能够复兴起来。
So one picture or one phone call or even a simple letter can revive the faith of someone in a remote area.
第四点呢，他提到说他在搬家面对一个新环境的过程，问到家庭的一些问题的时候，圣灵带给他一个很大的安慰。
And the fourth point is when she was facing difficulty in her family, Holy Spirit helped her.
所以我们求圣灵，我们弟兄姐妹还没有领受圣灵的，我们一定要积极的求圣灵。
So for those of us who are still praying for Holy Spirit, we need to pray diligently.
我们要面对生命中的风暴，没有圣灵的安慰，有时候我们走不出来。
So if we are facing the storm in our life without the help of the Holy Spirit, sometimes we may not come out from the storm.
这些重点呢，就是说能帮助我们能够记在心里。
So we ask the Lord Jesus to help us remember these points in our heart.
然后我们第二位请就以令姐妹来做见证。
And next we'll ask Sister Joy Lin to testify.
请大家同心默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣圣名在此做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢主耶稣有机会让我从台湾到这边来跟大家分享见证。
I praise the Lord that He gave me the chance to come here and share my testimony with everyone here.
其实是因为作业里面有提到生命中遇过什么暴风雨之后出现彩虹。
It's because last night during one of the reflection question was what kind of storm have we encountered in our life and what was the rainbow?
然后我写了两个见证。
And because of that, I wrote two testimonies.
然后辅导员就跟我说可以上台跟大家分享。
And my counselor told me that perhaps I can share my testimonies with everyone.
所以我就上来了。
So hence I'm here.
那我要分享两个见证。
So I want to share two testimonies.
第一个是在今年七月份的时候。
First one happened in July this year.
在台湾有一个埔里有一个仁爱之家。就是安养院，安老院。
So there's a senior house in Puli in Taiwan.
是我们真耶稣教会设立的一个安养中心。
So it is a senior house established by the True Jesus Church in Taiwan.
在一个蛮偏远，就是普里山上的地方。
It is located rather in a remote area on the mountain.
然后四周都是山。
There's nothing but mountain and trees.
那因为有一个葡萄园举办了一个夏令营的活动。
One of the
葡萄园就是在台湾有一个类似校园步道的团体。
There's an organization from True Jesus Church, which focuses on evangelical work in campus.
就是会到国中里面去，每一个礼拜一次。
And this group will go into schools at once every week.
那主要是上生命教育的课程。
And the focus of this group was to teach them something about the life applications.
那在暑假的时候就会办三天两夜的活动。
And in the summer, they will host an event of host an event, a 3 days event.
那就在这三天的活动当中。
And during this 3 days event,
我们看见了神给我们在天气上面很大的恩典。
And we saw how God greatly blessed us through the weathers.
活动的前一天晚上下了一场大雨。
The night before the event started, there was a great rain.
但活动的第一天却给了我们一个很晴朗的天气。
But on the first day of the event, God gave us a sunny day.
刚好我们第一天的活动要去户外骑脚踏车，就是一个很晴朗的天气。
And that's because on the first day we planned on riding bikes outside.
那在第二天的下午开始。
And starting in the afternoon of the second day.
因为晚上有一个萤火晚会。
Because in the evening there was bonfire event.
对，那就因为下午又一直下雨，我们就很担心。
And because it was raining, so we were very worried.
那我们同工们就开始在办公室里面一直祷告。
So all the workers were praying in the office.
那我们是用接力式的方式祷告，因为还是要继续进行活动。
So we pray in a fashion like we're running a rally, race rally. So because we still have to keep the event going.
那边下雨的时候，我们准备器具的人还是很有信心的，就去把要架设的东西都架设好。
So when the time of the event was approaching, the person preparing for the event had faith and still went on and prepared all the equipment we needed.
那我们祷告到一个段落的时候。
And when we conclude our prayers,
就突然看见一道阳光从办公室的窗户照进来。
And we saw a ray of sunlight shining from the window of the office.
虽然有一道阳光，但是还是在下雨。
Even though there was a ray of sunlight, but it was still raining.
让我们每一个祷告的人都非常感动。
And it really touched every one of us who was praying.
好像神已经听到我们的祷告了。
It's almost as God is telling us that I heard your prayers.
那我接着还是一直继续祷告。
But we continue to pray.
那我祷告到一半的时候。
Halfway through my prayer.
我就突然想到一句经节。
I remember a verse.
就在诗篇121篇那边有讲到，我要向高山举目，我的帮助从何来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
That's in Psalm 121.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
对，然后因为四周都是山，所以我又刚好边祷告，然后就想到主耶稣，就是你是造天地的耶和华，你一定会帮助我们。
Because it was mountain around us, so I said to myself, Lord, you are the creator, so you surely will help us.
然后祷告到就是有人就叫我们要结束了这样。
We pray until someone came in and told us that we need to conclude.
结果来叫我们说要结束了的那个人就说，不用祷告了。那个已经雨停了。
So the person that came in to tell us to conclude our prayer also told us, no, we can stop our prayer now because the rain has stopped.
而且他还说出现了一道彩虹。
And he also said that a rainbow appeared.
然后那时候我们都超兴奋的。
We're all very excited.
我们就全部要冲出去外面看彩虹。
We were all rushing out to see the rainbow.
但是等我出去的时候，彩虹已经消失了。
But when after I got out, the rainbow disappeared.
但是那个在准备的同工有把彩虹照下来。
But the co-worker that was preparing for the equipment took a picture of the rainbow.
然后我一看到那个相机里面的照片，就全身都起鸡皮疙瘩。
And when I saw the picture, I was very I have goosebumps.
对，然后就是从小到大，虽然偶尔会看到彩虹。
During my life when I was growing up, I often see rainbows.
但从来没有一次像这样看到彩虹这么感动。
But I never once when I saw the rainbow, I was so excited.
因为彩虹就是神跟人的立约。
Because the rainbow is a covenant between God and man.
那真的经过这一次的体验，才明白神的作为是何等奇妙。
And after experience, I truly can feel that how wonderful is God's work.
那我们的活动就一切都顺利的进行，直到结束。
And thank God that our event continued smoothly until the end.
好，那我要讲第二个见证。
And now I would like to share my second testimony.
第二个见证是我大一的时候出了一场车祸。
So when I was a freshman in college, I got into a car accident.
那这次车祸当中让我感受到神的同在。
And I truly felt the abundance of God during this accident.
有一天我在回学校的路上。
One day I was returning from school.
因为我们在台湾都是骑机车。
Because we often ride on scooters in Taiwan.
然后我骑机车的时候我是直行的。
And I was going straight.
就有一台宾士车。
There was a Mercedes Benz.
他就突然右转。
And he suddenly made a right turn.
然后我直行，他我们就撞上去。
And because I was going straight, so we had collision.
然后我就车跟人都倒了。
And I fell to the ground.
但我很快就爬起来。
But I got up quickly.
因为就后来看身上只有一些擦伤。
And because I saw there's only some minor bruises.
真的很感谢主。
I truly thank God.
但是之后开始。就是宾士车上就下来三个人。
And from the Mercedes Benz, three people got off on the car.
就是你看到他们就知道这不是很友善的人。
And these three people, as soon as you see them, you know they are not friendly.
他们一直很急。
Because they are in a hurry.
然后有一个人就去把我机车牵起来，然后发动可以骑这样。
And one of them pick up my scooter and then see. And restarted my scooter.
然后另外一个人就来跟我说，他们很赶时间，然后就把我的电话留给他。
And one of them came to me saying we're in a hurry, so he took my phone number.
然后就走了。
And they left.
然后就剩下我一个人在那边。
And they left me by myself there.
然后我就是不知道怎么办的时候，本来要打电话给我爸。
And when I didn't know what to do, originally I was going to call my father.
然后还在问我爸说，那要报警吗？
And I asked my father, do I need to call the police?
但我爸，我忘记我爸说什么了。
I forgot what my dad said.
因为警察就在我旁边了。
Because police.
我不知道谁叫警察来的。
I didn't know who called the cop. 但
是警察人很好，然后就开始跟我说怎么样怎么样。
And the police was very friendly. She started telling me things.
然后这时候神就开始派天使来给我帮助我。
And at this moment, God sent angels to help me.
那个转角的摊贩里面的人。
The people in the restaurant at the corner.
有一个年轻人，他就拿了一本汽车杂志出来。
One of the youth came out with a car magazine in his hand.
然后他就比给警察看说，那个宾士是很新型的，台湾没有几台，就叫他去查，一定查得到。
And he told the cop that, you know, the Benz is the model is very new. There isn't many of them in Taiwan, so if you go look, you will find.
因为他们是肇事逃逸，所以也没有留下任何的东西这样。
Because it was a hit and run, and then they didn't leave any information.
然后另外还有一个老爷爷。
And there was also an old grandpa.
其实他不会英文，可是他很努力要跟那个警察讲说车牌号码是什么，就是英文是什么，然后几号这样。
He didn't really know English, but he tried very hard to tell the police what the license plate was.
然后警察就很好心的帮我做了一些笔录。
And the cop was very friendly. He wrote some records down for me.
然后我也不知道哪里来的勇气。
And I don't know where I had the courage.
还问警察可不可以带我去看医生。
I asked the police to see if he can take me to the doctors.
结果警察说他很忙。
But the police said he was very busy.
所以我就又一个人去牵我的机车。
So I went by myself to pick up my scooter.
就那时候路边又有一个天使出现了。
And at this moment, God's another angel appeared.
那个有一个老婆婆吧，她就来跟我说哪边有医院，就叫我赶快去擦药。
There's an old grandma here. She approached me and told me, "Oh, there's a doctor. I mean, there's a hospital nearby. You should go there and get some medicine."
然后我就按照她的指示到了医院去。
And I followed her instruction and went to the hospital.
但我到医院之后，我发现我钱包剩30块。
And when I got to the hospital, I realized there was only $1 in my pocket.
就没有办法看医生。
So I can't really see the doctor.
但有一个医生就又路过了。
But at this moment, a doctor passed by.
然后他就跟我说，我就是没有付钱没关系，可以先去查药。
He told me that it's okay if I don't pay, I can go get some medicine first.
结果那个医生他的幽默也让我就紧张都不见了。
And this doctor was very, his humor released my tension.
然后还跟我开了玩笑这样。
He was joking around with me.
结果包扎有打针还有包扎了之后。
I got some bandage wrapped around my wounds and then I took some shots.
我又自己一个人坐在医院的椅子上面。
I sat in the chair by myself in the hospital.
然后我的电话有响，是因为我妈打来，但是我不敢接。
And then my cell phone rang and then it was a call from my mom, but I was afraid to pick it up.
因为我怕我会哭这样。
Because I was afraid that I would start crying on the phone.
就后来电话又出现一串就是没看过的号码。
And then a phone number appeared, another phone call came in, and the number is a number that I did not recognize.
我就接起来。
So I picked up the phone call.
是刚才撞到我的人。
And it's from the people who.
然后说小姐你在哪里？
And they asked me on the phone, oh, Miss, where are you right now?
然后我就说。我在某某医院，而且身上剩下30块，你快拿钱来救我。
I told him that, you know, I'm in this hospital and I only have $1 on me, so hurry and come and help me.
然后我本来很紧张，就他本来也很严肃，后来他就笑了一下，就说好。
Originally I was very nervous, but you know after that he also laughed a little bit and then say, okay, I'll go.
然后我在医院等了一下之后。
So I waited in the hospital for a little bit.
又看到三个人走进来。
And I saw the same three people came in.
不一样的人，但是一看就知道是同一类这样。
It's three different people, but they are the same type.
就是很，对，然后他们就走过来，然后我说是我这样。
And they approached me, say, "Are you the one?"
然后他们就帮我付了医药费。
And they paid me the medical bill.
然后还去帮我看了一下机车，因为我对机车也没有概念，不知道修要多少钱。
And they went to take a look at my scooter because I don't know how much it's going to cost to repair my scooter.
但他们还是大概的给我一些可以修机车的钱。
So, but they still gave me some money for the repair.
然后还聊了一下天，他们才走。
And we had a little chit chat and then they left.
他还说不要再车祸了。
And then they told me don't get into a car accident again.
然后结束了这一切之后，我就想了一下。
And then after all this, I thought to myself.
我真的很感谢神派这么多天使给我。
I truly thank God that He sent so many angels to help me.
而且他也给我很多勇气。
And He gave me the courage.
去跟对方说话。
To talk to the other party.
即使他们好像不是很友善的样子。
Even though they may not seem to be friendly.
对，那在我手肘上也留下了一些伤痕。
And I have some scar on my arm also.
但那些伤痕就像彩虹是一个记号。
And these scars are like rainbows. It's a covenant, a sign of covenant.
那当我看到的时候，就会想到这是神的恩典。
So whenever I see these scars on my arm, it will remind me of God's grace.
最后，我要跟大家分享一句经节。
And at the end, last thing I would like to share a verse with everyone.
诗篇121篇第八节。
It's from Psalm 121, verse 8.
你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, for this time forth and even forevermore.
我的见证到此。
This will conclude my testimony.
愿一切荣耀归给天上的真神。
May all the glory and praise be unto Heavenly Father.
愿平安福气赐给在座的每一位。
May blessing and peace be with everyone.
阿门。
Amen.
神我们的神真的是很奇妙。
Thank God, he truly is a wonderful God.
那个诗篇34篇说哈，那敬畏神的人真的是一无所缺，什么好处都不会缺乏。
In Psalm 34 it says, those fear God will lack nothing.
所以神真的是保护敬畏他的人。
So God truly protects those who fear Him.
接着一个意外呢，让。他的属他的人可以知道说神其实在看顾，借由这个事件让他看到说神是多么奇妙。
And through this accident, God allowed those who fear Him and love Him to see how wonderful he is.
那我们从九尾的见证看到听到说那个祷告多么有功效。
And from her testimony, we see how powerful prayer is.
我想到有一个姐妹哦。
It reminds me of a sister.
她说每次要教育要洗礼的时候呢，她都不用担心，她都不用担心的天气。
Oh, she told me that every time whenever church has baptism, she's never worried about the weather.
她说只要是洗礼那一天，绝对是好天气。
She told me whenever there's baptism, it's always a sunny day.
如果是下雨
even if it rains,
就洗礼那个时候也会雨停。
When it's time for baptism, the rain will stop.
因为她不管说在台湾、在美国、在任何一个地方，她所经历的都是这样子。
Because whether when she was in Taiwan or when she's in the U.S., it's always like this.
因为这是神要拣选人的一个重要的时刻。
Because this is an important moment for the chosen one.
所以她非常有信心，她每一次都祷告。
And every time she prays,
神就会带领。
And God will guide.
真的每一次，即使下大雨，要洗礼那个时候，真的都雨停了。
And truly, every time, even when there's great rain, when it's time for baptism, the rain will stop.
我们神真的是奇妙的造物主。
Our God is a wonderful creator.
所以我们从这两个，从旧的这两个见证，我们看到说，我们的神何等可畏。
So from her testimony, we see how precious our God is.
那我们的神也是非常幽默的。
And our God also has some humor.
我们现在接下来请Joseph 弟兄来做见证。
And lastly, we'll ask our brother Joseph to give testimony.
Let's pray, silence.
好，我们一起低头默祷。
Amen. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名，我做见证。
First of all, I really thank God that God has given me so much like blessings that I can share with you guys. And yeah.
第一，我想要感谢神，他给我这么多恩典，让我们可以来和大家分享。
Today I'd like to share about one of my storm.
我今天想和大家分享我的一个风暴，生命中的风暴。
So, I came to San Diego last summer.
我在上个暑假来到了圣地亚哥。
And I first came to San Diego, I was so happy, because you know you don't have to live with the host family anymore. Live with the host family.
当我来到圣地亚哥的时候，我非常的高兴，因为我不用和借住的家庭在一起了。
And also, church was really nearby. It was only like 20 minutes away.
那时候也是因为教会非常的近，只有十分钟的车程。
So like, and get to see my family and live together.
那我也可以看到我的家人，也看他们住在一起。
So so happy.
所以我那时候非常的高兴。
I saw before the storm, the clouds was coming.
但是那时候我就可以看到在暴风雨前的云来到了。
Somehow we want to get into the high school.
那时候我们尝试着要进入当地的高中。
But all high school that we applied.
那但是我们申请的高中。
Yeah, they rejected us.
他们都拒绝了我们。
And it was like three of them.
那时候有差不多三间的高中拒绝我们的申请。
So at first we thought is our GPA is low or.
所以那时候我会觉得说是我的成绩很低吗
？Or we that's or is anything wrong with about our like our previous school?
还是我们之前去的学校有什么问题
？But I went to NYTS last year.
那我去年来到了 NYTS.
And I pray God that God will give me a way that I can go.
那时候我就向神祷告，希望他给我一条路。
Thankfully, God listened to my prayer and opened the way so that I could go to a public school.
那也感谢神，他给我一条路，所以我也才有办法去
public school. Government.
也感谢神，他给我一条路，所以我可以去公立高中。
And however, in order to go to the public school, I had to also have to go to the language school at the same time.
那因为如果要去上公立高中的话，我也要去语言学校。
And from that time on, I thought something was wrong with it.
一开始我觉得这个很奇怪。
Because, like every day, I would go to school 7 a.m. and then come back like until 10 p.m.
那因为那时候我每天早上七点就要去学校，然后到晚上十点才回到家。
And from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. I
哦，那那时候从五点到十点。
I couldn't study like things in our school, but just see them, listen to like what they teach. It's like A B C D that kind of thing.
那那时候从五点到十点，我因为我去参加语言学校，所以我也没有办法学习或做学校早上学校的功课。
So we felt something was really wrong.
所以我们说觉得好像有什么事情不对劲。
And we decided to pray our family.
那那时候我们就一起祷告。
And then, it later turned out that we were having a illegal status.
那后来我才发现说我们那时候的身份是不合法的。
And it was very complicated. It wasn't our fault, but like from the three other schools involved.
那那时候因为这事情非常的复杂，但是那时候不是我们的错，那其他三个学校好像也有干涉到这件事情。
And also the government was involved in it.
那政府也参与了这件事情。
So from that time on, we were like, our panic was started. We were like panic.
哦，所以那时候我们非常的紧张。
So we were like, what should we do?
所以我们就想，那时候想说啊，我们要怎么办？
I was hearing so many stories about like legal, citizens or like staying legally, they just like ran for like 10 years and then they finally got caught and go to jail. Like,
因为那时候我听到很多很多故事，就是像一些不合法移民，他们逃跑了好几年，然后后来终于被抓到，然后被抓去关。
Or like sent back to their own country and become a beggar.
然后或者是他们被送回他们的之前来的国家，然后成了乞丐。
So I was like, oh, really afraid for it.
所以那时候我非常的害怕。
And so we started to meet like many lawyers and school officials to solve this problem.
所以那时候就有非常多的律师和学校的工作人员要来尝试解决这个问题。
But some of the problem was so complicated.
那因为有些问题非常的复杂。
And since we had to go to the school for like almost all day long.
那因为我们几乎整天都要在学校里面。
My mom, who was not that much good at English, had to deal with all the problems.
那所以就我的母亲，她非常英文不是很好，就必须要解决这些问题。
And I'm sure it was really a big burden for her.
那我相信这对她来，对她对我的母亲来说也是非常大的负担。
And the second stroke came. Yeah.
那第二个风暴就来到了。
There was a call from our Korea family that my grandma was get struck and she was in coma.
那时候，在这个时候就从韩国来一通电话，告诉我们说我的奶奶有了中风，然后她现在昏迷当中。
As long as we heard that calling, we just like full of grief and sorrow.
那我们接到这通电话的时候，我们说非常的伤心。
Especially my mom was the youngest daughter of my grandma.
那时候也是因为我母亲是我奶奶最年轻的小孩。
And so it was like really a big shock.
所以对她来说，这是一个非常大的打击。
So from that time on, we just like cry and cry and just kneel down to pray to God.
所以那时候我们就哭泣，然后我们便跪下来向神祷告。
And thank God that grandma woke up a few days later.
那感谢神，我的奶奶几天之后醒来了。
But still, she couldn't remember anything or anyone that in her family.
但是她也不记得任何事情，也不记得任何家人的名字。
At that time, I made my choice to go back to Korea.
那时候我就决定要回去韩国。
Because we missed our old days. We were in Korea.
因为我们非常想念我们在韩国的亲戚。
In Korea, there was my dad was in it, and we were like not illegal. So.
And 那也是因为我在韩国有爸爸在那边。
And we were like really happy when we were like living in Korea, and we came to America somehow. God gives me this like sorrowful things.
所以我那时候就想说，我们那时候在韩国非常生活非常的快乐，但是来到美国之后，神却给我们一个非常这些非常难过的事情。
So we to Korea.
所以我那时候真的决定下定决心要回去韩国。
First thing I was so afraid.
但是同时间我也非常的害怕。
Because I thought I may not come back to USA.
因为我那时候觉得说我可能没有办法回来美国。
I might have to get the GED and study with, you know, like troublesome students.
那时候我想说我可能会要去读高中的一个 GED 的考试。
And also maybe have to go to the military for 2 years.
那我在想说我也可能也可能要去服兵役。
And I knew that it will hinder my faith in God.
那我知道这会让这会对我信心来说算是会造成一种打击。
But decision was decision, so we went back to Korea.
但是因为那时候就这样决定了，所以我们便回去了。
And even though I went to Korea, it was, you know, full of worries.
虽然我回到了韩国，但是我还是充满了犹豫。
Especially when I went back, start from that day, every newspaper having like at least one event that like someone was killed in military or somebody was suicided and like.
因为那时候。因为那时候我回到韩国之后，我每天看新闻就看到说，在军队里面有一个人死掉，有一个人自杀。
So I was like, really.
所以那时候我非常的担心。
But while I was praying to God.
但是那时候我向神祷告。
God gave me this, this verse. Isaiah.
神给了我一个经节，以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 37.
以赛亚书三十七章。
It was a Hezekiah praying to God when the Sanhedrin was attacking, was about to attack Israel.
那这是以赛亚那时候，西西家王。
Yeah, was about to attack.
然后那时候是西西家王准备要进攻以色列。
And I prayed to God like in the matter of what Hezekiah said. I followed him.
那我也是向以赛亚这边，我也是向这边祷告所讲的一样，向神祷告。
Yeah, so if you look at verse 14 to 20.
所以我们如果看第十四节到第二十节。
He received a letter from the messengers and read it, and he went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out for the Lord.So like this, I also spread like lay down all my burdens in front of God and prayed.
所以我这边念完，我那时候看到十四章的时候，我就把我全部的重担摊在神的面前。
And really thank God that, in verse 33, he start, 33. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the king of Assyria: He will not enter the city or shoot an arrow here.They will not come before it with shield or build the sage ramp against it. Before, by the way, when he came, he will return. He will not enter the city, declares the Lord. 35. I will defend this city and save it for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant. 36. Then the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in the Syrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, they were all the dead bodies.
那我后来就看到33节到36节36节神给他的回答就是他连城都没有办法进攻，那便会他们便会得胜。
So God gave me this word that he wanted to comfort me, and as long as I saw this word first, and immediately my mind wasstruggling with, you know, nerves that feel like afraid. But as soon as I saw this, I was nervous that, full of excitement. And how, yeah.
那时候我虽然一开始非常的紧张，但是神给我这个经节之后，我心里却有了平安。
So from that time,
我非常的激动。
So from that time, I was nervous to see how God would work through me, my past.
那时候我就从那天开始就非常相信神会带领我的路程。
Mm. So thank God, from that time on, all my studies was so smooth. I got my GED, I got good grades on my GED and also TOEFL.
那感谢神，那时候我的学习过程都非常的顺利。我在 GED 也有非常好的成绩，托福也有非常好的成绩。
And I got accepted in college.
那我也接，我也我也申请到了学校，大学。
And there was one big task that I had to do the interview.
那有一个非常重要的过程，就是我需要面试。
It was an interview with the embassy.
那那时候他这个面试是在大使馆里面。
And usually they rejected if we have a record that I stay illegal.
那如果他们通常如果看到我有不合法的记录，他们就会拒绝我。
So we were like worrying.
所以我们那时候非常的紧张。
And when they interviewed David, our family gathered and prayed.
那在面试的那一天，我们家里聚集在一起，我们祷告。
But as long as we pray, we praying, My heart wasn't like, you know, like struggling or anything but peace.
那那时候我在祷告的时候，我心里并没有感到任何的紧张或者挣扎，我反而感到有一个平安。
And I knew that God will work with me.
因为我知道神会与我同工。
And I went to the embassy, and while I was sitting on a chair waiting for the interview.
所以我后来来到大使馆，那时候我坐在椅上等待面试。
Suddenly, David, my brother, he was sitting next to me. He gave me a pamphlet.
那在突然很突然的，我的弟弟 David 就给我一个，给我一个 pamphlet 简章。
And on the pamphlet, the front, the first page, it said like in a really big word, why you got rejected.
那这个简章上面就第一页就很写了一个大字，为什么你会被拒绝
？And it says below it, the reason number one was you stayed in the United States for the illegal.
那第一个理由就是因为你在美国那时候有不合法的居留。
And I first thought and I was like, why are you giving this to me?
那时候我刚看到这，我就跟我弟弟讲说，你干嘛给我看这个
？Now it's okay now.
然后我就告诉我现在需要祷告。
And I did silent prayer.
那我就那时候就默祷。
And the miracle, that was happening after that.
那那之后就发现一个神迹。
All the people in front of us, they took like 10 minutes or 20 minutes about the interview.
那在我们之前的人都花了差不多10分钟到20分钟的时间来面试。
And as soon as we walked up to interview with that interviewer.
那当轮到我们刚走上去要准备面试的时候
，He didn't even took 1 minute.
我们一分钟都花不到。
They just received our information and just sent it and that was it.
他们不到一分钟的时间，他们就把我们所有的资料都拿过去，然后就盖章。
And I prepared like this thick form of you know legally how to you know I don't know justify my act, but.So it was wrong. Went in vain.
然后我就收到一封大信封。
To defend my or
your act
or why I say legal, why what was my situation.
Oh, then I received a huge envelope to.
What?
Sorry. 然后我就收到一个大信封，要来装很多我移民要用需要用的资料。
Yeah, so really thank God that I could come back to USA again.
那感谢神，我有机会再一次回到美国。
And see you guys again.
也很高兴能看到各位。
And listen to the words of God.
那也感谢神，我可以回来听这边聆听他的话语。
While I was Yeah, this NYTS while I was praying.
那我在这个 NYTS 我在祷告的时候
，God gave me three reasons why He gave me this storm.
神给我了三个理由，告诉我说为什么我需要经过这个风暴。
The first reason was my father.
第一个理由是因为我的父亲。
He was earning money in it's like Sodom and Gomorrah that like really bad area.
那因为我的父亲在一个不好的城市，就像索多玛一样的地方在赚钱。
And he was kind of like, can I say, plastic doctor for the plastic surgery, something like that.
那我的父亲是整形的医师。
And we knew that it was God didn't want it.
那我们知道说神不想他做这份工作。
But because my father really wanted to do like try new skills, so he just did it.
那因为我父亲那时候非常的想要尝试新的一些技术的事情，所以他那时候便去做了。
The second reason was we didn't make peace with our whole family.
那第二个理由是因为我那时候没有和我借宿的家庭有一个和好。
There was some problem with finance, and yeah, we had to come out of their house.
那因为那时候我和我借宿的家庭有一些金钱上的纠纷。
And the third was our daily sin that we committed every day.
那第三个理由就是我们所每天所犯的罪。
And in front of God's eye, we were like so dirty.
在神的面前，我们是非常的肮脏的。
But thank God that even though we're that like really not good in front of eyes of God,
那感谢神，虽然我们在神的眼中可能是不是很好。
He still drives us out of there.
但是他还是一样把我们带领出来了。
Right now my dad gave up his hospital. That hospital?
Sure.
Yeah. The last.
所以。有吗？是 plastic surgeon？
No。
所以我但是感谢神，我父亲现在没有再继续做整形手术的工作。
I didn't get to go to military, thankfully。
那感谢神，我也不需要去当兵。
And again, I could come to NYTS。
那也感谢神，我能来到 NYTS。
So the lesson I learned from here is, are you guys afraid of anything that in the world.
所以我学到的一个工作，学到一些事情，然后这些是我学到一些事情，然后我有一个问题想问大家，就是你有没有害怕世界上的任何东西吗
？If you're afraid, then it is good.
如果你害怕的话，这是一件好事。
But even though you pray and God is keep telling you that you don't have to say I am with you.
那虽然有时候我们祷告的时候，神会常常告诉我们说：“你不用害怕，因为我与你同在。”
Then you don't have to afraid now.
所以我们如果神有这样跟我们讲后，我们便不需要害怕。
I was praying this meditation. I also saw maybe it was my imagination, but in my vision, I saw a really big throne.
在这次 NYTS 我在祷告的时候，我有看到一个异象。那在我异象里，我看到一个非常大的宝座。
It was like covered with gold.
那这个宝座就都被黄金所覆盖着，然后非常的亮。
And above it, it was like numerous stars on it.
那在这个宝座上面有非常多的星星。
And around that throne, there was a like big aura, like power of God.
那在这个宝座的旁边，就好像有一个光芒一样，好像是神的力量一样。
And the aura was so big and so powerful that it reaches over the sky.
那这个光芒就非常的强大，那这个也渗透到了天。
And covered the stars right above it.
那也是覆盖了在天上的星星。
And far beyond that, beside it, it was like.A red dragon was trying to get into it.
那在这个光芒的旁边，就有一个红色的龙是尝试着要进来这个光芒里面。
But he didn't even get into that place because he was so powerful.
那但是这个龙完全没有办法进来，因为这个光芒非常的强大。
So at there, I could feel how powerful was my God.
所以我就从经由这个意象，让我感到说神的力量是多么的强大。
And whenever from now on, I think about.Like all the trials and persecutions.
所以我现在想起我以前所要遇到或者将来遇到的试探或者是迫害。
I think about God and Earth.
我就想成神和 地上。
I think about if like my finger is like God's finger.
我就想说，如果我的小拇指是神的，我的小拇指是神的小拇指的话
，then our earth be like this small.
我们的地球可能就是非常的小，你可能看都看不到。
For God, it was so easy for to overcome the trials that we had.
对神来说，要度过我们这些挑战困难是非常容易的事情。
And all we have to do is trust God and let Him work through our life.
我们主要做的就是相信神，让神在我们生命中做工。
First, I want to share a Bible verse.
最后我想要分享一个经节。
It's Psalm 18.
是诗篇十八篇。
Verse 1-8.
诗篇十八篇一到八节。
Psalm 18.
诗篇十八篇。
For the director of music of David, the servant of the Lord, he sang to the Lord the words of this song.When the Lord delivered him from the hands of all his enemies and from the land of Saul, hands of Saul, he said, One, I love you, Lord, my strength. Two,
第二节
The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Three,
第三节
I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise.And I am saved from my enemies. Four,
第四节
The cords of death entangled me. The torrent of destruction overwhelmed me. Five,
第五节
The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. Six,
第六节
In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. Seven,
第七节
The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundation of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Eight.
第八节
Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. May the praise and glory all be unto his holy name.
愿所有颂赞荣耀都归于他的圣名。感谢神，我们见到一个另外一个很美好的见证。
Thank God we heard another wonderful testimony.
真的，从秀秀弟兄他的见证里面，我们真的感谢感受到说，罗马书八章二十八节说，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Through his testimony, we truly can feel how in Romans chapter 8,
二十八节
28, it says how everything benefits each other.
他这些经历啊，这些移民就学在这边所受到这个文化上的冲击呢，都带给他人生，让他更成熟。
All his tribulation he encountered when he was moving to the U.S. Helping to grow in faith.
能够更 mature, 更成熟。
Mature even more.
所以我对 Joseph 弟兄呢印象很深刻。
So I have a deep impression regarding Brother Joseph.
因为他这么轻的年纪，他就已经在寄宿家庭里面成长，面对很多挑战。
Because at such young age, he faced many difficulties in his family.
但是因为就是有这么多挑战，所以我们可以感觉到他祷告非常认真。
And because of these difficulties he's facing, we can feel that he truly prayed hard in his prayers.
我记得很清楚，去年电话机的时候，他的祷告让我非常的印象深刻。
I remember last year his prayer greatly touched me.
因为在最困难的时候，祷告真的是最有用。
Because in the most difficult times, prayer is the most effective way.
我们可以从他声音里面发现说，他在祷告真的是尽全力的祷告。
From his voice, we can tell he's been praying very hard.
今天很多人声音都保持的还是非常好啊。
Today, many of us still have a good voice.
但是说我们在祷告上，我们还可以再努力一下。
That shows that we can put more effort.
如果我们真的是向神哭啊，就是把我心里一切都告诉神，一定是很用心的。
If we truly,
我们声音一定祷告一个礼拜下来，一定是没声音的。
If we truly cry out to the Lord and pray to the Lord after a week, we should have lost our voice a little bit.
所以我们可以从他的身上看到说，神的带领，让他真的很爱他。你看，让他看到这个意象。
宝座的意象。
So truly, we can see how God guided him and truly loved him, so that he was able to see the vision of the throne.
这个宝座意象就像以启示录第一章那所记载的一样。
So this is like the recording in the book of Ezekiel.
所以我们从这三个弟兄姐妹的见证当中，看到我们的神。
So from the testimony of these three brothers and sisters, we can see our God.
他真的是真神。
He truly is a living God.
充满爱。
He's filled with love.
他照顾每一个属他的人。
He looks after everyone that believes in him.
他就像圣经所说的。神所预定要拣选的人，每一个都会到他的面前，到他这里来。
Just like the Bible says, whoever God chose, they will come surely come in front of Him.
然后神将每一个人保护得非常的完美。
And God will protect everyone of us thoroughly.
有时候让他在生命当中经历一些风暴。
Even though some may allow, God may allow us to go through some storm in our life.
彩虹就跟着。
But follow the storm, there will be rainbows.
然后经历一些困难。
He will allow us to encounter difficulties.
懂得靠神。
So we may learn to rely on God.
看到神的恩典
，so we can see the grace of God.
真的能够匍匐在神面前，主啊，你真伟大。
So that at the end we can fall before Him, say, God, you are truly great.
感谢神。
We thank God.
将荣耀颂赞都归给我们天上的圣神。
We give all the glory and thanks to God in heaven.
愿这些见证都能够成为我们生命当中信仰上一个很好的助力，帮助我们能够更依靠神，更敬畏神。
May all these testimonies strengthen us in our faith in our life, so we can rely on God.
我们现在先进会就到这边结束。
So this will conclude our testimony session.
我们等一下结束之后，我们休息十分钟再祷告会。
And after this conclude, we'll rest for 10 minutes, break for 10 minutes, and it will be the prayer session.
所以下午祷告会从四点五十五开始。
So we'll begin the prayer session from 55.
那我们这段时间呢，一直到晚餐结束，到晚餐的时候，晚餐结束的时候，我们因为弟子的学员呢。我们可以用照相机，你们如果想照相的话，在这个时候可以用。
So from now until the end of dinner, using the use of camera is permitted.
好，那我们现在一起同心默祷来结束今天的新年会。
So let's bow and pray in silence.